right, are we ready?
Yeah.
It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
If you didn't hear, Lady Antebellum will be doing a short residency in Vegas next year. 15 shows, 5 dates each in February, May, August. Those are residencies now, not what we would think of as a residency. It means you do multiple dates a few times a year. So Lady Antebellum will be doing that. A list came out. Forbes, they did the list of highest paid TV actors. Mm-hmm. The actresses will come out shortly. Jim Parsons from The Big Bang Theory tops the list.
Wow.
Yeah, $26 million over the past year he made. He is the highest paid actor. Johnny Galecki is second. Everybody from The Big Bang Theory just about on this list, by the way. Yeah. And next to that, Mark Harmon is on there as well.
Okay.
And then basically the cast from Modern Family, they're all on there. Ed O'Neill topping that list out, $14 million.
I remember when we had, not Galecki, but Jim Parsons.
Oh, yeah.
On the show, right as Big Bang was starting.
Right.
Nobody knew him. Who would have thought?
Yeah, nobody knew who he was.
Highest paid actor on TV.
He's huge. That show is huge. I think this season is the last.
They're wrapping it up.
Yeah. Okay. Yes. And speaking of Modern Family, boy, spoiler alert. If you do not want to hear this, if you did not watch Modern Family last night, turn your radio down. They killed off a character. Remember I told you a couple months ago who I thought it was going to be?
And it was.
It was. It was. It was Mom Pritchard. It was Cameron and Claire's mom.
Okay.
And it was a really, really good episode. Very, very real. Here's a little clip of Dad Pritchard, Ed O'Neill's character.
Yeah, this is Ed O'Neill talking about his ex-wife. All right.
Look, I know that your mother and I had our differences, but she was a good woman.
Yeah.
She had great legs.
Oh, really? That's her tribute?
Of course not. She was very educated, as she often told me.
I love that line. She was very educated, and she often told me.
Oh, man. Turn your radio back up. If you can, even if you missed it, if you DVR'd it, watch it. It was great. If you can get it on demand, it was great because they handled it, I thought, the way any family would. Everybody reacted differently. It was funny. It was sad. It was so flippin' good. That, for now, is my painfully deep take. If you missed anything on our show, you can always check out our podcast. Get caught up at 96.3kklz.com.